full name?
Eddie Johnson.
Eddie Johnson.
E-D-D-I-E Johnson.
And you were born in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts?
Jenkins County. Well, I can say the city, little city was Millen, M-I-L-L-E-N, Millen, Georgia.
And that's in between Augusta and Savannah.
Right.
But you moved down here to Florida a long time ago, though, right?
1927.
And what brought you down here to Florida?
Well, my father died in 26. I was still young, wasn't much wake up there. I had five sisters and two brothers and my mother. And the job I was on, I was getting $5.50 a week there. So my uncle, my father's brother, figured that he could get us some better weight down here, me and my brother. So that's why we come to Florida.
And you moved down to the Gables, Coral Gables?
No, it was Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove.
What kind of work did you get when you came down here?
I was pulling weeds on the Biltmore Golf Course fairways. You know anything about golf course? It used to be one of the beautiful golf courses it was in the nation, there in Coral Gables.
Yeah.
So I started off pulling weeds and moved up from that to a tractor driver, a little tractor about 18 years. Then when I left out, I was the mechanic, shopping all the mowing machines and took care of the motors and stuff like that.
Well,
I put in 27 years on that place.
So you worked there until the mid-50s then?
Right.
How did you get involved with gospel music?
Well, a group coming here from some parts of Alabama back in 1929.
Here?
They come to Coconut Grove up in 1929 from someplace in Alabama.
Do you remember the name of the group?
Bright Star Jubilee Singers.
From Birmingham, maybe?
I don't know. They were somewhere. It could have been Birmingham. I don't want to say definitely. I don't know, but I know it was from Alabama.
Was that a quartet?
Yes, sir. It was a quartet.
Bright Star.
I know one of the guys, he named it Ford. I don't know the rest of his name. Basin, they call it him Bill. So I do know Ford dead. I don't know about Bill and the rest of them. That I don't know.
That's pretty early.
That was early. So I tried several different quartets. I called myself a leader one time when I first started out. In the church I joined in 1927, named St. Mary Baptist Church.
Was that also?
And this group was out of this church. They named it St. Mary Jubilee Fold. So I probably could record some of the guys' name, but they figured I had voice enough to sing, so I would meet every practice. But see, back in that day, they didn't allow but four guys to sing at one time. If it was 10 in the group, then but 4 hit the floor.
Yeah.
So they trained me to bass, so I went to bass. And
was that the first time you'd sung with a quartet?
That was the first quartet I sung with.
Huh. And let me backtrack to get one more fact. What's your birthday?
March 1913, March the 27th.
So you were about 14 when you first started singing the quartet.
Right.
And did they sing outside the church at all?
Well, sometimes they would. Sometimes they'd have a big singing they call the 100 voice chorus. 100 people singing in one chorus. They'd go places, not too much, but most of the singing would be there to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How often would you all practice?
Well, we practice once a week.
Somebody's house?
Somebody's house. Yeah.
Do you remember any other groups from out of town that came in as early as that group from Alabama?
Well, it was a pretty good while before the groups went to coming in here, I think.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's the first one I remember, and that was 1929.
That's really early. I'm quite surprised about
that. But now, it's gone because I know the most of them guys. I know three of those guys is dead, so I think they broke it up.
Were they at that time back in 1929, were they a full-time group or were they a church group that was touring?
I guess it was a full-time group because they come in from Alabama. So we try to get a little salary to help them go and come.
Did they stop at other churches on the way, do you know?
Well, that I didn't know. I didn't know at that particular time. I didn't know them that well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they went to coming back, and in fact, he moved the group in the Coconut Grove.
That group from Alabama back, moved into here?
Yeah, that was back somewhere else in the late 30s up in the 40s. But now, it wasn't the same guys what I seen in 1929.
They just had the same name, though.
Yeah, same name.
Hmm. Why did they end up moving down here to station themselves here? Do you know offhand?
I guess it was better weight, like I come down here. A better pay, I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. I didn't ever ask them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a number of groups generated in these lower part areas, and it was really good.
What are some of the other groups that you could think of?
But they ain't around no more.
Well, that's okay. I'm just interested in knowing a little bit about them.
Well, I don't know whether I can pick up a name or no. Names I don't remember all that well. I don't have too high of schooling, so I forget a name before I can walk to the back there. But I do know a group started somewhere else, back somewhere else, probably in the 40s, or the name of Stars of Harmony. They done changed up. That's a Miami group. They live around a different place.
Are they still singing?
They still
around?
Singing.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same men's. No. But about three of the men's is the same. But the name of Stars of Harmony.
Did they sing without music too?
Yeah, they did, but they don't now.
They have a guitar player?
They have a guitar player now.
There's also a group I've heard of out of Harmony, out of Homestead, rather.
Well, there's a group down there named the Sons of Daniel here. That's about the oldest group there. I think them and the Stars could be about the same. I believe we got them all a couple of years. You know, I really don't dig back how long my group been together, but they selected me the manager of the group 43 years ago.
What was the, so you were singing with the church group to start off with.
Right.
How long did you stay with the church group?
Well, it wasn't too long because them fellas went to going back to their home. He was old when I met up with them singing. I sung in the choir at St. Mary's pretty nice, long time, 4 or 5 years. But when I went to singing in the spiritual groups, I didn't have time. I had to practice and try to be on the program, so it was too much for me. So I stopped singing in the choir.
About how long did you actually stay with that group then, that church group?
I would say it wasn't 2 years, less than 2 years.
Did you sort of?
I didn't do very much singing anyway. I did lots of practices, but he was much better than me. And he didn't trust me very much.
Because you were so young? And
yeah, that's another thing. They was old. So the old people, but they were nice of them, they asked me to come to practice. I don't remember singing over 3 times, you know, in the public.
But was that where you learned the different rudiments of voices and how to arrange songs a little bit?
Well, no, I really didn't know nothing about it then. I was trying to lead. I can lead a kind of low lead pretty good, but I ain't got the high stuff.
So, no falsetto
so
singing.
That's why they made the bass out of me when I went to singing with this church group.
Mm-hmm.
My voice was a little bit too heavy, I guess. But then I went to singing with these spiritual harmonizers. And they had four men to sing, but the guy was singing baritone, he wanted to lead. So if he lead, then he don't have nobody to sing baritone.
Now, what year are you talking about here, then?
Well, I got to be somewhere back in the early 40s, I imagine.
Yes, you said they had the
43 years I've been the manager of the group, so you could count back and see what year that was, because I ended up taking over the group.
Mm-hmm.
But not over a year later, they made me manager of the group.
Mm-hmm. Did you sing with any group in between during the 30s at all when you had left the church group?
No more than on the corner. Fellas, we sometimes meet up with somebody and we just go to singing.
Was that fairly common that quartets were that popular that you could meet up with people in the corner you knew that sang and people would get together sometimes to sing quartet?
Yeah, it used to be pretty popular. I mean, but they didn't, they wasn't in love with it enough to stick with it. But you meet up with four guys and they just take off and go to sing it, you know, on the corners or in the alley. It didn't make no difference. See, I wasn't a drinking man. I never did no drinking. All I cared about is waking, going to church, and singing. That's all I ever cared about, believe it or not.
When people would meet on the corners, would they sing jazz songs and
religious songs? They mostly sang spirituals. I never sung in a jazz. So, I mean, I used to sing with them, you know. Some of the friends, you know, we just take off and go to singing. Be some low singing, high singing, low harmony and high harmony, no harmony at all. You know, we just be singing, having fun. Huh. I think because I liked it. I don't know what they was doing it for.
Well, they must have liked it too.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I stuck with it. They didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you like something, you stick with it. So I've been doing this 43 years, pretty good, I think, to my best of knowledge.
What made you actually get back into a formal group after being out of one for about 10 years or so?
Well, let's say the fellas wouldn't stick together.
Did you try to form
a group? Oh, yeah, I tried. I tried other groups. I tried.
Well, what other groups were here in the 30s that you tried to get with or tried to form?
Well, they didn't even have no name to mount anything. You know, we didn't do nothing but do a whole lot of wasting time of practicing. We didn't have I tried three or four of them.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I tried three or four different fellas trying to get them to come through, but I mean, as soon as they get where they thought they could sing a song, then they disappear. So you don't even get a name on them. So the only name I know that have been in was there's a group from this church, St. Mary Jubilee Four and the Spiritual Harmony. So.
Was there a group around here years ago called the Florida Nightingales?
It's still a group around here. It was a group they got that name from a group somewhere else out of town. There's another group they call the Florida Nightingales. Now, where they from, I don't know. But this group, they call themselves the Florida Nightingales, and they still in Anchorage. They have music, drums, and couple of guitars, and they sing very nice.
Do they sing harmony singing much, though?
Oh, yeah. They do pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But I know when you sing without music, you have to be a good harmony singer, not hiding behind all these instruments and such.
Yeah, them instruments will cover up a whole lot of stuff. I know that.
They cause everybody to start hollering. Uh-huh. I get tired of that. Uh-huh. But that's just my opinion.
Well, there's another group right in. Mentioned they call themselves the Sons of Daniel.
Yeah, you mentioned they were an old group down from Homestead.
Right.
And they probably formed right after the war, World War II?
Yeah, they started somewhere around in there when I got in this group a little before. I don't know which one of us told us, but I think we told us. We've been on the road here. Well, I've been the manager of the group 43 years, but. So I think we would be back to studies. We haven't never broke up since we started.
Yeah,
it's been steady
all along.
Fellas fell out, but the group was there ever since I've been the manager for 43 years.
So it's you guys, the Spiritual Harmonizers, and the Sons of Daniel, and then that group from Miami.
The Stars of Harmony.
Stars of Harmony. They're still at it, too?
Yeah, and it's a group here. I think the manager lives here in Homestead, P. Ryan, some player. The Florida Nightingales, and so on. Uh-huh. I was talking about. They pretty old, but they ain't old as us.
The Sons of Daniel, do they sing without music too?
No, they got music.
And the Stars of Harmony in Miami?
They got music.
So you're probably about the last group that still sings without music.
Right. The Stars, now they used to, they didn't have music. They just picked up music in the last 3 or 5 years.
Yeah.
They sung a cappella like we did.
Are there any older heads in that group too?
Well, it's about 3 in there.
And they're who are probably in their 60s or 70s, something like that.
Right.
Well, when you say that You've worked your entire life. You never were a quartet singer full time at any point, were you?
I did.
When in singing quartets, you always worked other jobs. You weren't a singer full time at any point.
No. We all had a job. We could have traveled one time, but the little money we'd have got for traveling, I was making more than that and could stay at home. Mm-hmm. Traveling is a hard job, especially if you ain't traveling by plane. See, you singing a program here tonight in Miami, and then you got to sing a program tomorrow night in Jacksonville or something like that. You got to leave right after the program. You're riding, you're sleeping in the car. I think you'd be about dead.
It's tough. I talked to people who toured full time. It's a tough way to go.
So I had a job. Me and my wife raised up 13 children in Coven Acron.
13?
7 girls and 6 boys.
That's a lot of children.
I had 5 children in college at one time.
Where did they all go to school?
Oh, they all at Carver, they on Grand Avenue in Coconut Grove. Mm-hmm. All of them went there. Mm-hmm. But they went to college in different places.
Around the state of Florida here?
Well, about 3 went to Florida A&M.
FAMU.
One of my sons played football for Florida. He's in Harrisburg, Virginia now. But I had a son in Marshall, Texas. I had a son at Wiley College.
Yes, I know where that is.
I had a daughter in Tuskegee, Alabama. I don't know the name of that school.
Well, that's Tuskegee Institute.
And the other one's in Tallahassee.
Yeah. You took over the duties of managing the group then, not long after you joined it.
Right.
What were your basic responsibilities as manager? What were your duties?
Well, the manager duty what had the group. The fella seems to want to hit the bottom, and I didn't like that. We going to sing for somebody in church, and they done hit the bottom, and I knowed it. So I told him I was going to quit. I was the youngest man in the group. And they must have liked me. They told me if I didn't quit, they'd fire the manager who was leading the group and take me. So that's why I'm continuing the spiritual harmony. I was quitting. Make no difference. We'd go to sing, they know where a bar was before we got to the church. They get them a pint and zip it down and going to church and sing all the night long.
That's not good to drink like that.
See, my group, this group now, see, I fired about 5 guys out of this group since I had it. With that kind of appearance that I don't want to be with it. I mean, you take the group and carry it on, I'm going to get out of it, you're going to get out of that one. So, seems to be my job about the group was to tell the fellas when it was wrong and pat them on the shoulder when they was right. That's all I could say. I couldn't make them do anything, but I had pretty strict laws. I didn't have to fine them or nothing like that. So we kind of got together pretty good. They listened.
Did you have written down some rules or bylaws for the group?
Mm-mm.
So you had unwritten, understood bylaws?
Unwritten.
Yeah, that's right. You couldn't drink. That was one of them. What were the other understandings? So you had to come to rehearsal at all?
You had to come to rehearsal and you had to come to the program.
Did you get fined if you didn't come to rehearsal?
Yeah, but I didn't ever fine nobody. I sure didn't. I mean, a guy'd say he was sick or something like that, so he couldn't find a guy if he was sick, so I just knocked the fine out. I didn't fine nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of understood one another pretty good. I mean, if we had a program, everybody would be there. We had one night a week we practiced, so everybody used to be there.
As we both know, most of the groups around have added music.
Right.
How come you all haven't?
Well, yeah, we went so long without it until it seems to us it was going to look kind of stupid for us to pick up music. That was fine. Mm-hmm. Our voices are so heavy and all, but it got to be a mighty big auditorium or something like that for us to even use a microphone. Yeah. You hear our voices from the back of the building.
Mm-hmm.
We have sung at the Dade County Auditorium. We have sung at the Bayfront Auditorium. We sung at the Miami Beach Auditorium. We was about one of the first groups sung on the telethon. That might be the name of it. Mm-hmm. When they held that all night thing, raising money for children. We was one of the first colored groups to appear on that program.
How long ago was that they had integrated that? How long ago did they finally integrate that telethon?
Well, I don't know, but it looked like to me it'd been something like 20 years at least.
Has it been? Yeah, mid-60s maybe?
I think so. Yeah. I didn't keep up with that. But it was over Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. That's where we were. At the first television show we ever been on. But we had a somewhere back in there, I think it was back in the 50s, we had a radio program in Carl Gable over WBCG. It used to come on every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
For 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Who sponsored the show?
Well, the radio station did, because we must have did. We didn't pay nothing. We stayed on there quite a while.
Was that in the like mid to 50s to early 60s?
Or? I think it was. It could have been in the 50s. Could have been in the 60s. It's been a pretty good while ago. I didn't keep tab on.
Is there anybody else in the group who's an old-time quartet singer, too?
In the group?
Yes.
Well, Otis Wright, he's the oldest guy in the group, and I'm the man who started him the singing quartet.
Right. Has he always been with y'all?
He's been with us ever since.
What?
So me and him, the only two old fellas in the group.
He's in his 60s.
The most of these fellas are in there now. About the oldest one ain't been in there no more than 25 years if he's been in there that long. And some ain't been in there that long.
That's a long time. It's all relative, though, isn't it?
Well, he was singing in this group 40 years. August, the fourth Sunday in August of last year.
So that was his 40th anniversary, then?
Yeah.
When do y'all have your anniversary, this
spiritual
anniversary?
Well, that was it. We have it in August.
In August.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was singing in the group before that, but we just celebrated our 40th year anniversary last year in August, because that's when Otis started off. I don't count them 3 years. I got on him, you know. So we could have been celebrating our 43 years. That's how long I've been leading the group.
Is there any group around here that claims an anniversary of longer than 40 or 43 years that you know?
No. We the only one.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there could be. There is one group in Memphis I know that just had the 53rd anniversary, the Spirit of Memphis.
Well, you take the Hummingbirds. Last I talked with them, I think that was a couple of years ago.
I see you're talking about the birds.
Mm-hmm. I think this was about 2 or 3 years ago they was announcing that they were singing 55 years.
That sounds about right.
I heard it. I go every time they come to town. I like to them.
They come to town once a year about now?
About once a year.
Now, I'm curious about one thing. I would assume that a lot of the big quartets in the 40s and 50s used to winter here some. Like the Nightingales and the Swans and groups like that. Did they sing around here more during the winter at all, do you know? In your recollection? Because you were right here in the middle of where I think they would have been, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, most of the time, usually that's about when they come, but see if they got somebody booking for them and they can figure they can get a good sponsor, they'll come anytime. It don't make no difference. It was a group out of Augusta, Georgia. Let me see what they call it now. One of the guys named it Reverend Cunningham, I think. What's the name of that group?
Out of Augusta?
Augusta, Georgia.
Wouldn't that be the Swans?
Swanee
Quintet.
Yeah. Now, they used to come in here and fill up an auditorium just about at any time they come to town. Mm-hmm. But it fell off.
Oh, it definitely has fallen off.
I mean, the group's... they don't come as plentiful as they used to be. Now, this lady, Shelley Caesar, when she come to town, she does a good program. Dixie Hummingbirds, they was about the famousest one around here. They did nicely. They never comes in a package, but now you got to get three or four groups in here at one time to do some good. So you got to make a whole lot of money. Them people ain't gonna have nothing. You know?
No, that's true. That's true.
So if a group can come in by itself and do pretty well, they'll beat coming in a package of 4 or 5. But now this group, let me see what they call it. Made this song about "That's My Child Hanging on the Cross." The name of that group. Like I say, I can't think of the name of people.
That one, I'm not sure about that one either.
But they're pretty good. If I can call a name, I know you heard of.
But did you all ever get a chance to make any records at all?
Yes. We made a record.
How long ago was that?
Oh, I don't know. 20 years ago, 15.
Do you remember which label that was for?
Well, no, I don't exactly. I don't exactly remember that.
Was it a company right around here, or was it?
It was made in Miami side, somewhere. This side of Fort Lauderdale, but I really didn't know the place we went to record it.
Do you remember what the name of the company came out on?
That's what I say.
That's what you're trying to remember.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of that around anywhere?
I don't know, Mike.
I'd be curious to get a copy of that if I could. I'd like to get a copy of that record if I could.
You would?
Yep.
Well, I try to find one. I don't know whether I still got it. I don't know.
Is that a pressing that you all paid for yourself and the company to put it out for?
Yeah, we paid for it. Yeah.
What voices do you all have now in the group? What voices do you use? Bass, baritone, tenor, alto, lead, and second lead?
That's right.
Is that six?
That's the way we call it.
Okay. Do you do any leading yourself?
Mm-mm.
Strictly a bass singer?
Strictly baritone and bass.
Do you ever trade off with between the other baritone and bass singer then, depending on which song it is?
No. I'm the one all the way. I'm the one and only for the spiritual harmonizers. It's so the guys say they can sing it, but I mean, they sing it so weak to it don't seems to gel. You got to really have a voice into it to kind of make it come out right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who all is in the group right now, then?
You want the names? All right, Otis Wright.
What part does he sing?
He sang lead. Otis Wright, that's his son. He sang lead. A little tenor, a little baritone, and a little bass. It's mostly bass and lead. Rudolph Jonah, he sang tenor. Eddie Johnson, he sang baritone. Jake White, he sang bass.
Were there ever any groups here that did go full-time, professional groups from around Miami that you know of?
No, they just go and sing and come back after leave town and go to different churches and sing parties, you know, birthdays or something like that.
Do people, that's what they used to do a lot, was to sing for parties and such? People would have been there for...
That's about the way it go in. Mm-hmm. If you ain't traveling, see, you don't mean very much, you know. Out of town, you're just in the community the whole time. Like I said, it was a man named, Henry Stones.
Oh, yes. Charter Records.
You know him?
I know about him. I never met him, but I know who he is.
Yeah, he is the first man to discover this. But I don't know what went wrong. He kind of hate us on us way one time. But I think what went wrong is I waited on this bit more 27 years, and my family got so big that money wasn't big enough for me out there. So I went in the yard maintenance business. I had probably spent high $3,000 for equipment to wait with. And then he wanted us to travel. I done spent that kind of money, and he was only going to pay me $125 a week. I had a family.
Was this during the
50s? Let me see, that had to be back probably somewhere in the 40s.
Late 40s, because when quartets were real hot.
Yeah.
Did Henry Stone want to record y'all?
He sure did.
Yeah.
We didn't get nothing out of it. I don't know what he got.
Did he actually record you at all?
Huh?
Did he actually record you back in the late
40s? He recorded us. Yes, sir.
Did any of the records get released?
Well, one record we made, I Know a Man from Galilee, hit, hung in there pretty good. He paid us a little money off of that, and he said the rest of it in jail. That's what he said, so we didn't know. See, we wasn't spinning that. He was doing that himself.
Yeah, but we put this tape over here. Henry Stone, then. How did your association with Mr. Stone begin?
Well, that I don't know. I think we were recommended to him by someone like you, who Richardson, UCLA Richardson, recommended you to spiritual. I really don't know how it come about.
Did you ever sign a formal contract with
him? Yeah, we signed one. So, I don't think things gel too good for him, so he released us. Yeah.
Yeah, that probably was in the late 40s, because that's when he started to do a lot of stuff. Did he record many other groups around here that you know of?
That I don't know. I really didn't.
Is he still alive?
I don't know that.
Yeah. Was he a black man or a white man?
A white man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, sir.
Because I said I know of him, but I don't really know that much about him. Uh-huh. So one of your records back in the late 40s did pretty well for a little while.
Yeah.
Was it released under the name of the Harmony Spiritual?
Spiritual Harmonizer.
Spiritual Harmonizer, rather. Okay. Did you record more than just that one record and it didn't release the other sides?
Well, yeah, with Henry Stone, we did.
Yes.
But he said it didn't do nothing. He'd give us a few dollars for one to do you know him. So, but all that other stuff, I mean, he made, I know it costed him money to make them all, because if you go to make one, they want to charge you from all the way from $500 to $800 to make one record, 145.
Yeah.
So he was doing it on his own. Mm-hmm. Whether he made the money or no, he still had to pay for it.
Sure.
So we didn't grumble because we didn't know what he was doing.
Who was in the group at that time that you made those records for Henry Stone?
Well, Otis Wright.
So Otis Wright was lead singer at the time.
Yeah.
Who else was in there at that time?
Let's see who was singing tenor. A guy by the name of Richard Campbell was singing tenor. He dead. I was singing baritone. I'm still alive. Leonard Shinholster was singing bass. He dead.
Who's that again?
Leonard Shinholster.
Okay.
He dead. That's who was in.
Four voices.
Well, I call five. Yeah. Oh, Otis Wright, Richard Campbell. Didn't I call Joe Jones?
No.
Joe Jones.
What part did he sing?
He sung lead tenor.
That's interesting. There's a help. I'm helping get information for somebody's putting together a listing of all the names of people who made records like that back in the late 40s. And I'm sure that we didn't have this personnel for that record at the time. Do you have any old photographs of the group at all, or any photographs of the group or any other groups around at all? Have a scrapbook or anything?
I don't have no photograph of nobody but the Spirit Germany.
Could I see some of those photos?
Yeah.
Oh, let me turn this off here.